You're listening to SBS News.
Actor Brad McMurray has been in the arts and entertainment industry for nearly 30 years. His list of credits include Australian-made shows Neighbours and Home and Away, as well as productions for the ABC, SBS and streaming giant Netflix. Artists were hit nearly instantly by the spread of COVID-19. It's forced lights out at theatres and cinemas around the country, while social distancing requirements make production at times nearly impossible. But Mr. McMurray says the industry had already been struggling before the onset of the pandemic.
I think we were kind of invisible going into this pandemic when, the arts got sort of shoved into the Department of Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development and Communications. I think, what happened then is we lost the word art. And, I find that disturbing. My fear is that we'll come out of this and we'll be, the entertainment industry will be kind of same as it ever was, which is largely invisible or even further, more invisible than what it was.
Mr. McMurray says he hopes once the pandemic is over, people realise the importance of the arts and entertainment industry and how it actually helps people get through tough times.
Historically, we look to the arts to bring light and colour into the world when things are dark, and this is a fairly dark time. But streaming services are getting hammered at the moment, and I went to get some basic art stuff to do at home here for the kids with canvases and paint, and all the art and craft stuff is sold out too. So people turn, to the creative arts during these times.
Mr. McMurray's agent is Anthony Kidd, who runs the Benchmark Creative Agency in Sydney. Mr. Kidd says the pandemic has been particularly hard on young actors trying to make their way in the industry.
There's certainly been a heavy impact on our interstate actors who basically fly into Sydney and set themselves up to live and work here, and obviously the opportunities are more fruitful here. So we've seen a lot of those talent, which are generally the younger talent from 18 through to 25, have all had to move back to Queensland, Victoria, Adelaide, wherever they have come from, to sort of live with their parents during this time, because they've lost their jobs in hospitality, at cinemas, all those sort of places.
Australian Bureau of Statistics data reveals 53% of small arts and recreation businesses have closed. The majority of arts workers are not eligible for federal government stimulus schemes, leaving them in limbo until productions recommence. That's because workers need to prove loss of income caused by COVID-19, which for arts workers who are often in short-term employment can be difficult to demonstrate. Others are on contracts for productions that have been halted and are also ineligible. Chloe Dalymore is the federal president of the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance's Equity Division. Ms. Dalymore says the majority of people in the industry are freelancers, working from contract to contract, which means they don't work for a particular employer for a 12-month period.
They are the people that are falling through the gap in the JobKeeper parameters simply because they don't tick the right boxes. And all we need to do is just change some of the back-end understanding of JobKeeper and we could capture everyone.
Ms. Dalymore says the best way to reinvigorate the industry once the pandemic is over will be to support local productions and local actors.
Now is the time that we need to be sharing Australian stories and celebrating Australian stories and supporting our local industry, our local crews, our local musicians, our local actors, writers, directors. It's could be a really wonderful time where we really celebrate what it is to be Australian.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Matt Connellan, SBS News.